and gather his whole crop. Where ordinarily, if he didn't have all this machinery, he'd take maybe hundreds of men, you know. if they had to do it by hand, whatever. Where it's done with by machinery, you know. They even pick cotton with it. Cotton picking.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Pick cotton with it. Pick it day and night. You know, they got lights on them. When they get a bale of cotton, they got some device that blows, you know, and they got another thing that picks it up.
I thought you had to do that by hand. I thought that was one of those things.
Pick cotton?
Yeah.
No, no, they got cotton pickers. They pick it by hand. I mean, with tractors, cotton pickers. Same way with peanuts and tobacco pickers and anything, you know.
Well, tell me about some different kind of peanuts. Is there more than one kind of peanut?
Yes, ma'am. There's what they call a Spanish peanut, and then there's what they call a North Carolina runner peanut, and then there's an improved North Carolina runner. There's about three or four different kinds of them.
Uh-huh. Well, what about pindas? Do you have pindas here? Or chufas?
Well, peanuts, that's pinters.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, same thing. Now, chupers, I don't know if anybody grew it around here. Used to, they did, but they don't grow it in this country now, and rice and stuff.
Well, how about goobers and ground peas?
Well, ground peas, goobers, and old peanuts.
Are those, they're all just the
all
same
the same thing. Oh, come, they're dug, you know.
Uh-huh.
Come out of the dirt, you know.
Uh-huh.
People now, you plant just a small place or plant them in between the corn, stuff like that. But now they plant them in fields, you know. They gather them.
Mm-hmm.
Gather them and combine them and run them in through the markets, kill dry them, and they sell them, you know, by the ton.
Well, what about some different kinds of melons?
Watermelon.
Yeah.
Mushmelons, cantaloupes, three or four different kinds. Watermelons grow big, long things, big around, as high as 40 feet pound.
Yeah.
Watermelon.
Gosh. How big would a 50-pound watermelon be?
It'd be a big thing.
What would it be?
It'd be 20 inches long, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be big over in size. You know, they're red on the inside, a watermelon is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cantaloupe. It comes like this. And cut it open. It's yellow on the inside. And it's real good. Tasty. And then there's a mushmelon that grows the same way.
Is it, well, what does it look like on the inside?
Yellow.
It's like a cantaloupe?
Yes, ma'am.
Does it taste like a cantaloupe?
Mm-hmm. Tastes pretty near like cantaloupe, mushmelon. They grow and look pretty near like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now that cantaloupe, it kind of grows a little bit long, more or less like a watermelon. That mushmelon, it just grows in round shape like a ball. Looks like a ball when you see it.
I'll be back in just a few minutes.
Okay. But that's the way people grow things like that in this country now. I know in the Carolinas, and now I've been out, and when I worked with the county board, we used to go up in Indiana and places like that. Each state has its different method of farming. Now in the state of Indiana, they just make a huge amount of corn out there, and they what they call combine their corn and pile it in the fields. And their forage, the long forage, that is fodders and stuff like that they gather to feed the stock on, they put it in piles around poles, you know, and their farmhouses and outbuildings and all, it's every bit painted just for its level land. Beautiful country that is in the state of Indiana, you know. And in this country, I reckon it's due to the weather, they have to house this stuff, you know. Corn, cotton, peanuts, and they grow.